Hi, we are the Taste Buddies. I'm Jun, I'm a food writer.
My name is Renyi, I'm one of the co-founders of My Burger Lab.
And I'm Ahong from Grub by Ahong.
That's creepy. Okay, man. So this is so the fake show where we eat food, we talk about food, and hopefully learn a few things about food as well. So today we have a bunch of different snacks in front of us. These snacks are bringing back so many memories for me, and I'm sure for the rest of us as well.
Coffee or not?
I thought your phone went off, bro. I have no idea what that is.
So that's
you don't watch Kaban?
Nope.
No.
What's that?
You all got no childhood, like, bro. It's Kaban, bro. I have no idea.
Is it Mask Rider?
Where you all grow up?
I have no idea. Anyway, hope
Peninsula,
today,
Malaysia.
Fail. Hashtag fail.
So sorry to disappoint you. But,
you're okay. Rich kids. I don't know what they watch.
Wait, what has that got to do with snacks, though?
Yeah, what does that?
That's what you watch when you grow up, when you were little. That's the whole thing.
While you eat snacks?
That's the whole thing. This is like the whole thing. It's a childhood. You don't watch Gaban?
No, I
Satria
watch
Bajah Hitam.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that one.
Ultraman.
Okay.
Anyway.
Gaban is OG.
It's not just about childhood. It's about childhood
Gaban,
snacks today.
No, you're too young.
Oh my god. Okay, Hong is a golden oldie guy. Okay.
Shit.
So we're gonna talk about a bit of nostalgia, a bit of food memories. But first of all, before we dive into these snacks here, I want to ask you guys, right, as restaurant owners, what role do all these like memories or childhood nostalgia play in your restaurants?
You go first, bro. For us, if I think about it, our Elvis burger, which is a peanut butter, blueberry jam with beef burger. Actually, what am I talking about? Sorry.
Yeah, I just
told you should drink the whiskey. Deal.
No, it's not with whiskey. That was the whiskey.
Yeah, didn't bring it.
I see the disappointed face in the director.
Walao eh. Okay. So anyway.
No need so fake one. Just tell the real story.
Nah, I'm trying to think. Walao eh.
Don't think. At Burger Lab.
Pressure him.
At Burger Lab. How do you use like memory? Yeah. So how do you harness it? Does it appear in like your food? Is Burger Lab itself actually something that you want to recreate out of your memory?
Well, now that you talk about it, for the most part, we try to be innovative. But upon reflection, we do have a few burgers that are based on memories. One of it would be our Elvis burger. So it's an inspiration from PB&J, which is something that I had as a kid. Not the American PB&J, like it's the what's that brand that you have?
Skippy?
No, the one where the there's a swirl one.
It's in the same
jar. Sure, I can't remember.
Like
peanut butter.
So that's a part of my childhood. So through that inspiration, you know, unknowingly we created the Elvis burger. And then there's another one where this is not so much childhood, but you know, in my teen years, I love going to Mama and having watermelon lychee juice. So we actually have a burger that had watermelon and lychee in it as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So nostalgia did play a part, but at the point of creation, it wasn't inspired by nostalgia.
Mm. How about you?
I think that question is a question that I don't really want to answer because technically speaking, if you're giving advice on business, they always tell me never ever do anything out of nostalgia or something which is too personal because then your decision become too influenced like bias towards your emotion. So let's say the thing maybe cannot sell. Like let's say when you were young, you like to wear shoes made out of plastic or whatever, right? Then you thought it was fun. So you think you start a whole business out of that. Or when you were young, you like to eat this certain candy, so you think you can sell it. So it's not really a good thing to associate nostalgia with business. But having said that, the entire Grub restaurant is actually a memory. So at that point, I think it was an emotional decision. I really hated my life in KL. Everything sucks. So I had this grand idea in my head. Man, I will recreate my entire life in UK. In Malaysia, in a bubble, protected in a bubble. I would do exactly what I would bring here, exactly what I enjoyed there.
So basically, you didn't take this guy's advice of not putting memories.
Basically, I was an idiot, lah. Basically, I was an idiot. I think Renyi would know, lah, right? But back then, I have
still,
Yeah. So it was the whole thing, lah. So it's every single thing from the table, the chairs, the lights, the space that we chose. You know, renovating a rundown house, trying to get that edgy feel of a warehouse, of an old school place, stripped down walls, no money for tiles, no money for lighting. All that kind of thing is like trying to recreate that memory.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you didn't have money. That's why it looked like that. It wasn't so much an intention.
Right. So, if based on the guy's advice, right, if Grab didn't do so well, right, then you would be ruined, like, basically.
Well, technically, it didn't do so well. Yeah, we lost almost all of our money. In fact, it was just a lucky stroke and a lot of help from my friends like Renyi, who made it happen. Mm. Yeah.
I was his server for 1 week.
He was his server.
I didn't get paid.
Yeah, but then again, it's basically almost like a paradox. Like, is the answer is yes and no. Yeah. So as much as from my point of view now, all this food is just sugar, designed to sell to children with a heavy marketing. But then again, this is also my childhood. This is like the story of my entire being laid out in front of us. Yeah.
So
it's a yes or no. Yeah.
Today we're gonna try and relive some of that food memories and maybe. It will make Renyi make a burger out of, I don't know, like Choki Choki or like Super Ring Burger, and we'll see how it goes.
Don't give him ideas.
I'm slightly triggered by the thought.
Okay. So how this will work, right? Because we have so many snacks in front of us. I think we have like 20. I did not expect so many. But we're just going to pick one each. Okay, we're going to take turns
I'm gonna try one by one. I'm going to fight you guys. Yeah.
And talk about it and share it out. Something that, you know, we have... Yeah. Very solid memories with. Okay, home. Seems like you have a lot of stories. Do you want to go first?
I'll just do a quick one because I don't know, man. Like, you want to eat it first?
What is this?
I'll
pass it on to you. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
Okay, disclaimer. Almost 50% of the stuff here I've not seen before or tried before. And this is one of it.
So these are supposed to be like childhood snacks for Malaysians, I guess?
Yeah.
But Hong went and bought like a ton of weird snacks that me and Renyi have never seen before.
KL people have.
Yeah, KL people. So he just passes one that kind of looks like Xun Mui.
How come you're treating this like you never seen it before?
I've never seen this before.
This is like Chinese New Year food. Unless it's just like every single year. Right? Okay, I'll just do quick because I know the director is gonna score me already. So the reason why I chose this one is because and I feel like I need to talk about it is because, you know, every Chinese New Year my dad will go and buy all the snacks you give to your guests, right? Uh-huh. And this is one of those things. At that time, there's a lot of imported jerok from China, right? Uh-huh. And my mom would like just always tell my dad, stop buying all that cancer food, right? Because it's all this fake sugar from China. Everything is supposedly causing whatever. And my dad, right, he will sneak out, bring me, sneak out. We go to the candy shop and he just cannot tahan. He will just buy small packets of this, even though it's forbidden already. And that's when I realized, right?
Wait, what is this first?
This is a jerok plum. Right?
Oh, it's plum.
So there's many types.
It's like a sour plum.
Yeah.
But it's not very intense.
Yeah, it's not very intense. So I think the lesson to me at the time is I suddenly realized, right, this for my dad, right, is his childhood snack. And that's how strong the memory in him. My dad is a f***ing hard ass, trying to be military man, always strict all the time, never a smile, right? But then when he sees this,
he
has to buy, even though my mom may say, you know, cannot buy. He will just buy, or he will say, we'll just buy one small packet, we'll eat it on the way back. Yeah. So it's like I suddenly realize, you know, we forget like our parents once little kids like us also. So it's very important to me. Mm. And every Chinese New Year, I'll whack this. Yeah.
I'd like to take a poll among the people in the room. How many of us actually know or have seen
this? You're sure no one. Nah, come on.
Wait. Who has seen this? Raise your hand. Okay, that's three of you. Wait, where are you guys from? No, I mean Penang.
Maybe it's an East Malaysian thing.
It's an East and North Penang. Malaysian thing.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, no, there are different, so many different kinds of like Xun Kam.
Ah, exactly.
Right, but this is one of it.
One of it,
I've seen like many different kinds, but just not this one.
But you guys do put this kind of stuff on the table for when people pine
not,
in, right?
Not, yeah, not,
just
not in my
this
house,
specific
though.
One.
Not in your house?
No.
Wait, it's not turkey.
Remember, he's a PB&J, PB&J guy.
But here's the thing. Personally, for me, something that looks like this by association immediately is something that's super ultra sour, which is not. So that's why I've avoided it for the most part of my childhood and adult life because I don't like super sour stuff.
Moving on.
Okay, now your turn.
Okay, now it's my turn. I think in that same vein, right? In that same vein of, you know, your mom restricting your dad from buying all this. I used to like love this thing, Choki Choki, when I was a kid.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. I think it's something that probably all of us have had before. Yeah, you open a small pack. But I used to buy this at like the
Do you know how to sing a song?
No, I don't know.
See, yeah, now, you're not a true fan. Let me sing, okay? Yo, shut up, listen to this, huh? Yeah. Choki choki enak sekali. Choki choki adik gemari. Don't you know the song?
Did you YouTube this?
No idea what this song is.
No, this is like in my head for 38 years.
I didn't need the ads looping to buy this, okay? I didn't need the ads. I just straight up went to this place called Catstar.
Okay, wait. Why do you have bread in your hands?
Yeah, okay. You talk first. I'll show you later what's happening.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, so this Choki Choki, I used to have like one at least every single day from right after school. And I'll just like bite on it. But actually, I have a feeling, right? I won't like it today. I used to love this as a kid.
So I mentioned before the show that I never did like this because I always found it really grainy as a kid, even as a kid.
But it's not grainy, right?
It's not grainy now. Maybe they changed the recipe.
Oh, this tastes really fake now, though. Now I realize how fake it tastes.
Mm. It's not chocolate.
It's not chocolate. That's why. I think it's like some palm oil stuff. Yeah. I don't like it now. Okay, so Hong is doing something as usual.
I think your memory lost with that. This is such an important moment in advertising. Your suckers forgot what happened.
Yeah, Hong is squeezing out the Choki Choki.
Yeah, so and putting just it on bread. Quick before a director emo. Alright.
And folding it in half.
Oh shit, it's gone.
Wait, what happened?
Oh shit, wait, you can.
Oh, I'm not sure if I like this or hate this, no?
I mean, I'm eating it because it's like, it's just sugar. It.
Yeah.
But I know it's not good for me. Like when you eat it, you know it's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sure it's the same for all of these snacks, though.
No. Just I'm quite sure Super Ring is quite good for me.
So, right, what happened, right, is in the TV advert, there's a bunch of little wankers running around with the Choki Choki, and technically you suck on it, right? Uh-huh. And then there's one scene, right, where I think to sell the product maybe to mothers or whatever, right? And there's one boy there going like this. I got mine on the bread, bitch. Yeah, and he's got so much Choki Choki on the bread, right? They make it look like you can put one stick and it'll be like that, right? No.
So how many sticks is that? Three. That's two, right?
This is about three. Yeah. And then for forever, right, I keep thinking in my head, right, one day when I grow up, I'm going to do that. Which is now.
Yeah. What? Wow. You've never done this before?
Never done it.
So you don't even know.
Enjoy, enjoy.
Because when you were young, we got money to buy the entire box.
Are you going to share it with us?
How much?
Okay, sure. Can you tell if you close your eyes between this and Nutella?
Yeah, I was just about to say, it kind of looks like Nutella, no?
Tastes like Nutella, though.
It's actually a pretty good Nutella substitute, though.
The other day, right, I was at the supermarket, and I passed by the cashier. You know what these kids are eating now? Rather than sticks of chocolate, it's just sticks of honey.
Oh, yeah. That's quite common, actually.
Somehow they think honey is healthier.
What's that? Like, in it's, the sticks?
Wait, those aren't even real honey, yeah. FYI.
Okay, Renice, your turn. Oh,
shit.
I'm gonna pick something snack that I've not had before.
So it's a toss between these two because I've never seen them.
Okay, both are brought in by Hong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hong, you want to explain?
This is called the funny chewy stick.
Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't say much. this one is.
Yeah. It just has the.
No, that's nothing. Yeah. That's nothing. Right. It just has the brand. Kim Seng Trading Co. It doesn't even tell you what it is.
I bet
it
so.
Says Ramwan, Gula 40%, Tepung 35%, Kelapa 25%.
Yeah, because just to give you an idea, right?
Oh wait, there's a name. Sorry. It's called Sagun.
Ah.
Sagun.
That's why.
Sagun?
Yes, Su. So it's a coconut biscuit.
Oh. No, not biscuit. It's cocaine.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's try that.
Okay. You gonna have the honor. Oh, actually, there's a name of a.
You got credit card or not?
What credit card?
Cut the
coke.
Wait, are you supposed to just pour in your mouth or snort it?
Snort it lah.
Okay, so
you have to snort through your nose. Trust me, you have to snort this up.
Okay,
your
we'll
nose.
See you do first. Okay, we'll see you do first.
Almost got him.
Okay, show us how to eat this.
No, this one is just yeah.
Okay. So for the podcast listeners, what we have in our hands now is just like a tube. Wrapped in paper. Apparently there's powder in it. And it comes in a pack of like about like 30. And it comes in different colors.
You guys steal my scissors?
Yeah. And actually, right, when the name it says sagun, right, actually there's a kuih called sasagun.
Oh, I can smell it.
Or like sasagun.
It smells like coconut.
Which is like a coconut kuih.
Sagun is grown in Sarawak. I don't know how common it is here. But you do get a lot of sagun here, right?
It reminds me of Chinese New Year cookie.
Like the coconut.
That has a coconut.
It's like a macaroon.
But it's got this... It's got this processed taste to it. I can't...
All, everything here is processed, man.
It's actually... Yeah.
No, I... No, it's like a... If you drop something on the floor, you pick it up.
I don't want to really.
It's got that taste. I'm not a fan. I'm not sold.
I was okay with it, actually. Until you say it's like... You're picking up from the floor.
This is like really, really old school. Like really... This is like when I was probably 4 or 5. Yeah.
Look, here. I'm not dissing anyone's snack or childhood here. But definitely, I think... I'm starting to question who's coming up with this stuff and who is their target market. Why?
I think it's just cheap, and sagu at that time was like a snack for, I don't know about you guys, but in Sarawak, we made a lot of cookies and snack out of sagu.
Mm.
Like sagu.
So like I said, I've tasted this in a cookie forms, form before.
Yeah, they probably just, you know, make it more fun.
Yeah.
Like by making it into a powder, like a crumble.
So actually I was speaking to like a kuih maker before and he was saying there's a kuih called sasagun or sagun sagun that is I think popular in like Singapore and Indonesia. And basically it's like it's a coconut as well and it's really powdery. But they would almost eat it in like a popcorn cone like that and just pour it in their mouth. So it's something really, similar to this.
Okay.
But maybe this is like the kids version.
From where?
Or like a commercial version.
I mean, that one is from where? Sarawak or?
No, it's just like a Nyonya. I think it's a Nyonya origin kuih. Yeah.
Sagu.
Or it might be like Indian kind of kuih. Yeah. So when I saw the name, that one.
It's quite cheap. It's like one stick is 10 cents. Mm.
There's the child.
And then there's 42 sticks in here. I mean, I can imagine this in a kid's birthday party. And it's an easy solution. It's nice, it's colorful. You put a whole stick there, kids can run around, have fun with it, right? And they can play a little bit of lightsaber before they eat it. Yeah, I can see the appeal, but I question the ingredients. But it is only 3 ingredients after all.
So maybe it's okay?
So, okay, can I be selfish and ask to try this as well?
The funny chewy
stick? Yeah, I mean, funny chewy stick. That is amazing branding there. Could you do the honors?
Yeah.
So what flavor is it?
Like, it doesn't even tell you what flavors.
It's got many flavors. Yeah. It doesn't even tell you what flavor it is.
Actually, it's quite interesting to see how Renyi is reacting to snack that he don't know. One thing,
it's a lollipop. Like a lollipop.
One thing is showing that he is not a fun person.
Why?
All the chow in the fun in him is dead.
Okay, so there are four.
You can blame my parents for that. Okay.
Are they different flavors or they're the same?
No, they're different flavors.
Oh, okay.
So I think if I say one word, you understand already. This is like sugus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Then you know already, right?
But in a stick.
Again, even individual sticks do not imply what flavor it is.
I guess you go by the color. I'm going for green. I'm hoping it's like apple.
Always go for purple.
Purple is great. Yeah, not bad.
You pass me one. Yeah, sorry. The purple one.
What's
the one
no
you
purple.
Have? Yeah.
How is this purple? This is blue, dude.
Purple here.
That's pink.
Okay, sure.
Mine looks...
It's all chocolate.
Mine looks dodgy, bro. It's all... I told you it was a scam.
Sugus. It's like sugus, bro.
It's all the same flavor.
Same flavor.
Is this the same flavor? Can I tipu already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really smart. One product, put 4 colors. Make people assume it's different.
That's why. Wait, it's chocolate. It's coffee. Oh, it's coffee.
Well, okay. So it's got that chewy sugar texture. I stick to your mouth. Flavor wise, you're right.
It doesn't taste of much, to be honest.
It's fake coffee and fake chocolate all in one.
Okay, I think they missed the point already. Because it's not supposed to be like coffee flavor at all.
Okay. So you're saying this one is popular.
Whose childhood is this?
In Sarawak. This is Hong's childhood. We are reliving Hong's childhood to his sweets.
So this is like, you have sugus, right? But this is like the Sarawak bigger sugus size. Yeah. And whoever has it, because it costs more, you're the boss.
No, I don't like it. I'm sorry, Sarawakians.
It's important for me because the girl I had a first crush on, she gave it to me.
Oh, oh. Okay.
So does it taste sweeter to you?
It does.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's another thing, right? It's like when we eat all these childhood snacks, our do you think our memories of it, our memories of the flavor actually affect like how we perceive the taste right now?
I think just by how you guys are reacting and how I'm reacting to it, it's definitely all memories. In fact, I would say it's almost near 99.9% memories. Because other than that, it's just a bunch of bad shit. Yeah, lots of sugar.
So if you were to eat this one now, you would say it's good.
Yeah. So it's like I will ignore that it's a bad stuff, and I'll just enjoy the memory. Yeah.
That's very important because at the end of the day, I think us living in such a modern world and we're all surrounded by all these gadgets and whatnot, it is good to be reminded of what innocence tastes like.
Yeah.
And I so far the two that I've tasted, because I have no point of reference, to me I'm judging it as an adult.
Yeah, you're judging it as a product.
And that's where I think the disconnection is. I'm not trying to say that I'm you know, superior to the product or whatnot, but it's just at the end of the day, as a person with different reference point in terms of taste, I just feel that this is not something that I can associate with. Yeah. Maybe I think the next thing that you can pick or we can pick together is something that all of us have tried as a kid and then see whether we have the same reaction.
Mm. Okay, can I pick?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay, I think something that we've all tried is this one.
This is one of my favorite as a kid.
I got a cold
Apollo
one.
Apollo Susu.
You want the cold one?
I don't know the name.
It is cold. Bring it.
I normally put it in the fridge.
Ah.
Bro, thanks, man.
Yeah, so this is like a chocolate wafer.
Yeah.
Do you guys always have it on school trips? Yeah. I feel like
it's packed together with a lunch, with a meal.
Oh, you want a cold one?
Yeah, I got a cold one.
No, this is fine. No, yeah. I'll take the cold one. I've never had it cold.
Yeah, I want a cold one, so.
Interesting. Wait, so this is both Apollo. So what's the difference between that and this?
That one is the wafer.
This one has a cream and wafer.
Okay. Oh man, look at that.
Okay, I didn't think we were going to go through all of this, but... this is different.
How come I thought it was brown in color?
Yeah, I thought it was brown.
They got no money for packaging, right? So they all the packaging the same. But when I was young, I liked the white chocolate rather than the...
Wait, so there is a...
I didn't know that. I've never had the white chocolate.
So there is the brown chocolate one and the white chocolate version. So I normally buy the white.
Maybe this is Sarawak is weird junk food, man.
I bought it here, man. They don't know. You don't know got white, right? Yeah, they know.
No?
Oh, this is good. I miss this taste.
Oh, I miss this taste though.
So, going back to our topic of whether nostalgia affects the taste, do you think?
Well,
objectively, it tastes good.
Does it taste good? Yes.
How can sugar not taste good?
Does it taste good? Yes. I feel like that's disjoint. In my head, before I had it, it tasted better. Now, it feels like that's a diminished...
There's a diminished effect.
Effect, yeah.
Wait, they're all white?
Yeah, all white.
Chocolate one?
It's all white.
He bought all white.
I feel scammed.
So you wanted the chocolate one?
Oh, everything you give me is a scam. This one is so scam. But it's good though. This white chocolate is good.
I was surprised that one, like a different packaging. It's supposed to be, the whole idea was it was a range of fruit flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all toffee. I don't know why.
So this is basically a wafer style cookie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And coated in chocolate. Well, white chocolate in this case. And actually, yeah. I think this is something we all had. And I would say out of all the things that we've tasted today, this is something that I would still have like today. Just to snack. Yeah.
When I see this at a party, when I was a kid, it's the one that I go for. If they have this, then this is the number one.
I used to have it on like camping trips that like you would just pack in your bag.
Yep, yep. And there's something about the packaging that feels cheap.
But that's the thing, right?
But it's so like, good. I don't know how to explain it.
If they change the packaging, you would be pissed off, right?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I don't think that old brands should be modernized. One good example is obviously Mami. I feel like they've grown so much that I don't feel connected to it. But of course, you know, we have to taste it to see. It's been a while since I had Mami. But yeah.
But you feel they've gone too corporate.
I mean, if you look at the packaging, it doesn't... There's no sense of nostalgia.
It's so updated. I was expecting like the small individual packets and then come in like a whole bunch, right?
I mean,
like,
it's inside.
Yeah, it's inside.
Yeah.
Okay, should we try it, actually?
Okay, are we done with
open,
this?
Boy. Crack it open, man.
All right, so last time, back in the days, you would have one pack and then inside would have the sachet.
Yeah,
right.
The flavoring, now, right? Yeah.
The flavoring is outside.
Oh, no.
Well, this has been going... This has been like this for the last...
You what?
But original Mami don't have the sachet one, right? The original Mami doesn't have. Then they upgrade to like make it shake, like
you can add like barbecue. Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's smaller.
Your hands got bigger.
Do you think it's smaller?
I think your hands got bigger.
No, I think it's smaller. Legit, do you think it's smaller, Hong?
Everything is smaller now in my life, including my.
That was unnecessary.
Okay. Right. Oh, the flavoring.
Okay, just to tell you a bit of background, I don't like Mami. I don't like.
Okay, here's the thing.
Like all your life?
It's already flavored. I didn't even put powder, but you can see that there is flavor.
Yeah.
What?
It's already damn salty, wait. My first impression of Mami, right, is like, why would you deep fry instant noodle? Just cook it.
But it's so good. Actually, it's still pretty good.
Really good?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
If I want noodle, I eat noodle.
It's like if you were to make a ramen burger, right? You would use. You can use Mami.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat a ramen burger. Only a Sohai would eat a ramen burger.
Well, sorry lah.
It's good, dude.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's objectively good, Hong. I think this is really? your reverse nostalgia. Because last time you think you hate it, so now you still hate it.
Here's the thing. Would you eat ramen? And then you put a burger patty on top of it.
No. Why would I do that?
You have a ramdon. It's the same shit. It's just that instead
it's noodle and steak.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, if I put the steak, if I get a steak on these two, Mami, for you.
Why burger patty?
Oh no, I used
to. Meatball ramen, I can understand. Meatball spaghetti, yes, I understand.
Why steak?
Huh?
You can choose whatever the fuck you want to put on it, lah.
Slice meat, ma. Okay, understand, ma. Why must it be a whole burger?
Oh my god, this MSG's.
Okay.
It's good.
I've had my fair share. I would eat this on a day where I'm bored, nothing to do, and you know, just
think
of something.
Like,
Yeah. But I don't know why I didn't do that.
Shake action. I haven't even put the sachet. Can I get one sachet?
I didn't give you one?
Yeah.
Do you want the pedas one? Or the...
This
episode is just us playing around, man.
This is how I used to eat it.
Sorry, one later give you the serious talk, okay? Oh. That's what happens, right? I think this whole episode will make you think, you know, in life, have you lost your childhood to the point that everything in life must be so damn serious now? Right? Everything you do, does one need to grow up and become adult at some point? I don't know. I try not to do that most of the time. Yeah. But then again, it does get a bit too indulgent if I deny myself in adulthood too. Yeah.
I think in small doses to reverse back, you know, into something that's a little bit more childlike, something that's a little bit more innocent, but that comes from a place of safety. When you're among good friends, when you're among people you can trust, you do behave differently. For the most part, people think I'm very serious, which I am for the most part. But
me too.
With my friends, with my girlfriend, it's a different side. We bring a different side comes out. One that is less guarded. One that is a little bit more, like I said, childlike, right? And just having like Mami here, it does remind me a little bit about you know, how carefree things used to be. But adulthood is serious. Adulthood does come with some weight because there are responsibilities, there are responsibilities that come with adulthood. And you can't help but be serious or stressed for the most part. But having snacks like this that are still available, I think it's great because we are occasionally reminded of, you know, quote unquote, more carefree times.
So while eating this, do you feel more carefree right now?
So it's not the food that made it carefree. It's the I realized because after you asked me to crush it, it's this.
Yeah, that's why I totally forgot about the crushing thing until like I held it in my hand and I was like, I feel like something is missing. Why am I biting it? And I'm like, oh, this is what I used to do, like crushing it.
Because I was eating like an adult just now. I was going like this, taking a bite.
Yeah.
Crushing it a little
bit.
We're
trying to be like sophisticated and shit. But actually, this is the real and only way you should have mommy.
The question is, as a child, did you have this kind of dried noodle before or you had the soup noodle before?
I don't know, but I know as a child, I'm always drawn to the savory food first. Like, I really enjoyed Maggi and everything.
No, the reason why I asked that is because your first impression of a particular food becomes an imprint. Mm. For example, if rice is served loose, the first time you see sushi rice, you'd be like, eh, it's too lumpy, it's too sticky.
True.
Right?
True.
I don't know what my first memory is, but I was able to accept this fairly quickly. I didn't question it too much. Yeah.
Like this because fault. Of the fuzzy guy?
I don't know. Could be. As a kid, I don't question so much.
Yeah. I think so.
But you are coming from not a point of whether it is tasty or whether it is nostalgia or not. You're saying, I don't get it why they are serving it dry.
Yeah. No. Actually, more importantly...
Is that an adult question or is that a child question?
Yeah, it reminds me of a time where I even as a young child, right, I had to pretend to get excited over mommy.
Huh?
When
this is social pressure. Yeah. Peer pressure. So everyone loves it. I must love it.
Like I remember like
are you okay? You don't have to like mommy.
Yeah, exactly. Like when the I don't know what do you call it when your class end of year you have a class party.
Yeah.
Bought like a whole bag of mommy.
Right, and mommy is always in there.
Children's Day.
Yeah. And then Children's they pass Day. It around. I'm like, yay.
But inside you were like
inside I'm dying.
What?
So what would make you happy? You know
if there was this thing.
What is your go-to?
Basically everything here.
Except for mommy lah.
And also this one, also this one is
mommy
like a
fat boy. Was too commercialized for you back then, huh?
Yeah. I want to ask you guys, right? How did you access all this when you were a kid? Like, did you have to have did you have to get permission from your mom? Like, can I get one mommy? Or was it more like you sneak out on your way to tuition, hantam a few, then come back?
Yeah. No, there was this like a grocery store. Or like convenience store opposite my school. And all the kids will hang out there after school. It's called like, I mean, if you're from like Subang or like Lake Hang, it's called Cat Star. It's still there. I went back like, maybe like 2 years ago. Maybe it's not there after COVID. But it was still there and they still sold kind of like the same things.
Oh, so it's more like when you go out, hang out with your friends, you got a bit of pocket money, then you buy this. I see.
Why, you got it to your contraband
dealer? No, all this is considered illegal in my house. If my mom and dad sees this,
so I have a rich friend who loves to blanja everyone. That's my sauce, man.
That's your sauce.
I'll go to his house. Whenever good there's sauce, a party, he'll bring. Yeah.
Right.
Man, I just sneak all this.
That's why I haven't seen a lot of this before.
Yeah.
Because it's not directly accessible to me.
Yeah. So actually, after having tasted all of these snacks that we haven't had in a while, what are your thoughts on it? Like, do you feel that you would eat this more regularly now that you are like, you remember the memories attached with it?
No, I'm done.
You're done? Just once? Yeah. Don't you want to relive like that, the girl giving you that sweet?
Yeah, no, to be honest with you, it's just that the taste doesn't live up to it already. It's more like, you cannot deny that like, the adult brain is telling you, this is what, it's just flour, it's just gluten with sugar and everything.
But why then, as kids, right,
we
love these stuff?
Sugar. Because when you're young, so Elliot, one of our good friends, kid, right?
Restaurant 101.
Usually the parents would forbid them from having access to any form of salt or sugar until they can't avoid it anymore. So when they're at a young age, all their food is just bland. Yeah. But you see, the first time he has ice cream, he's just like, give it to me. I want more, right? Yeah. So I think that as a kid, these are what do you call it? A high. Just like when you have durian for the first time as a young adult, or when you have a piece of nice, well cooked steak for the first time, right? It's a sensory high, right? So as a kid, this is like the gateway to a sensory high. So that's what I think sells.
Yeah, and it's weird to me that, you know, after over time, right, our liking for these stuff like gradually goes down. Does it then mean that, you know, we like more complex flavors, like, you know, like you were saying, steak. And we would definitely prefer a steak over like eating these.
I mean, might not be a fair comparison. What is an adult snack?
Yeah, I was going to ask as well. Like,
cigarette. Yeah. Whiskey. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's an adult snack? That's like, I guess a cigarette is a snack.
Adult snack. Actually, nowadays, snack is considered illegal also in my house also. So,
what are you talking about?
What? Yeah. Wait, so your wife bans you from having snacks at home?
Wait, I thought your wife snacks.
No lah, she don't really allow snacks also. But I mean, even if you wanna say like what snacks do I eat nowadays is all those I don't know, like expensive shit you get from Marks and Sparks, like all this. What 99%?
I know what snack is for adults.
Dark chocolate premium shit.
Salted egg. You know, salted egg, fish skins, and
salted fish skin premium. This premium that. I don't know lah.
I wonder if the kids nowadays like eat salted egg fish skin. Maybe.
Well, if I have a kid, I will not, simply because it's so expensive. I don't want them to get hooked on those stuff.
Yeah, and I think like nowadays, right? Because these are all our childhood. But I wonder for like, I guess like millennials or like kids nowadays, like what kind of things are they eating? Because a lot of these snacks, right, you don't really see them much anymore. You can still see like Mami and maybe like Choki Choki. And also, but okay, the one exception to that is I think it's Super Ring.
But that's made
but
famous
Super
by...
Ring has been like...
It's made famous
it's
as
a
one,
resurgence.
By one person.
Who?
Like Bosco.
Really? Oh, really? Najim?
I think so.
No, I think it's because of there was like
Blackpink. Yeah, they like that shit as well.
Yeah, Blackpink came to Malaysia and they were hunting for Super Ring. Yeah. And then now it's getting sold in the US for I think like 50 ringgit, some equivalent of 50 ringgit for like 3 packs, I think. Yeah, and people are making bank out of it. And there's this like Malay woman, I think, selling it to people in the US, sending it to like Finland, and people are buying this stuff up, man.
True.
Now, who's buying it? Is it Malaysians who crave for that nostalgia?
I think it's K-pop fans or like Blackpink fans.
Oh, okay. Then that's different.
Yeah.
Then that's different.
Yeah. Have you guys encountered any like new snacks recently that...
I love that my Japanese snacks. So I like to go to... What's the brand, a Japanese restaurant that always have a shop next to it?
Like the pasta zanmai?
I think it's Sushi Zanmai.
Sushi Zanmai,
and
yes.
They have a Japanese snack store. That's one of the places for me to go to. I like going to the Jaya Grocers or the Village Grocers, and there will be snacks from, you know, imported snacks.
Like Hello Panda?
No, not those.
Do you like Hello Panda? Okay. I love Hello Panda though.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's a cream filled cookie,
chocolate.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a chocolate. Almost like a biscuit. Yeah.
I don't know. I still feel like that's more for kids, but you know, that's me.
I love those. I would still eat that one.
So I love potato chips with adult flavors. Like seaweed, and then there is like sour cream, the usual.
What are you eating?
The plum. But I want to ask you guys, right? Having gone through all this, would you let your kids do this?
Well, I don't have a kid now, but maybe selectively.
So let's say your brother have children or nieces and nephews. Would you buy them this?
I will let them, well, with permission of the parents, of course, since I don't have a kid. I will only share with them what I would eat. If I won't eat it, I won't give it.
So those things that you've done before, you wouldn't mind giving
it to them? Done before. So like I had Choki Choki before. But I don't like it. I'm not gonna give it to them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you know what? Like sharing of memories. I think what I would do, right? It's like if I want to get them to try Super Ring, right? I'll take it out and like break it into small pieces so they don't recognize what it is. So they cannot go out and buy. It's not Super Ring.
Kids are not that stupid, good. Okay?
Yeah, because I feel a lot of times I look at young kids today, right? I don't know whether it's...
You're sounding damn old, man.
No, I don't know whether it's an irresponsible thing to say. A lot of times I see parents nowadays, they are very, very okay, let's use the word, they love their kids so much, right? Their snacks are like apples and grapes and, you know, premium cheeses and all that. I wonder, are they missing out on this whole lot of bad shit?
I think the approach is more of modern parents are a little bit more educated on how harmful these products can be.
Are and they harmful though?
I think it's like a
they
health
are.
Thing.
You
it's
just
like
said it's made of shit.
Yeah, but are they harmful though?
Yeah. Like
maybe you have one cigarette, then you're done.
Yeah, but
or maybe have
one
3 years of it like
but
me.
But the problem is some people have an addictive personality, and one cigarette is not enough. They end up having a whole pack, right? So this stuff are addictive, but has been proven by science to be addictive.
So what would you say to those parents who say like, I'm not gonna give McDonald's to my kids, not gonna give burgers to my kids?
Hey, it's a choice.
They're missing out.
It's a choice.
But do you feel that they're missing out?
Look, when they are adults, right, they will have
they can try
on their own. They can try on their own. And but actually, as a parent,
it's not fun anymore. You're 30.
But then you're missing out the other first burger.
They can still have great burgers at home that might not be processed burgers.
But I want the processed burger.
Look, it's a choice. All I'm saying is modern parents are armed with more knowledge.
Sure, not.
To some extent, yeah. There's more information than ever before.
I sometimes dispute that also. Like. I mean, there is one example in UK. Actually, it's very smart marketing. So what they call their brand Innocence. I'm sure you heard of the brand before.
Yep.
Right. So what they sell is fruit juices to kids. Oh. Right? So
smoothies.
So what you're saying is different. That's manipulative advertising, right?
Yeah, but where does it come from? I also believe that there's this idea nowadays that you should give your kids healthy snacks. And I wonder whether there is such thing as healthy snacks. You know, nowadays I go to the supermarket, right? I walk past the aisle, right? It's just like 20 choices of yogurt.
Yeah.
No, but like you said, it's like
somehow
an
think
apple,
that's healthy food.
No, and like giving a child an apple as a snack, right? It's like, I guess it is
apple
healthier.
Is sugar though.
Yeah,
but it's different.
But
you
it's not like,
compare.
I guess, like processed sugars.
Yeah.
Really? There's dried grapes.
Yeah, sure. But there's additional sugars
so,
in there.
I'm also sure when you were growing up, this is considered healthy, correct?
Yep.
My mom would say this is like, okay, this is better for you, Hong.
So if
I'm like,
this,
no. Give me a pile of chewing gum.
If this is just that, I haven't seen the process or what's the ingredients. Yeah. If it is naturally grapes that is, you know, sun-dried and to that level, right? It is by definition healthier than Choki Choki, which is not even chocolate.
Actually, what are the ingredients? I don't know.
I just
chocolate flavor. Yeah. Like,
it's just chocolate flavor, which is which is concerning.
Palm oil. Yeah. There's
so,
some like cocoa
okay, so
powder.
by ingredient is in sequence. Sugar is number one, vegetable oil is number two, and then palm oil, there's cocoa powder, and that's number four. Yeah. So,
yeah, so there's a bunch of things. And I think in general, like, however people bring up their kids, there's like, through different education, I think over time, people get more health conscious as well. And so they will opt for like healthier things. Mm. And you can, I guess, argue that, you know, some of these things aren't that bad for you. Like maybe the legal raisins or like the sun-made raisins are just like naturally dried or whatever. But in general, I would say, you know, going for a healthy option do have its benefits as well for kids, right? And but that aside, do you guys feel like you have any takeaways, any flavors that stand out here to you today in terms of the snacks that we've had, and maybe like you guys will use it in your cooking sometime?
No way, man. the only thing I might use is maybe some of the cheese flavors, which I think KFC is doing, you know, the fast food is doing already. It's just cheese powder everywhere, right?
Yeah,
everyone is doing that. For some reason, that umami really sells very well. But I think what I learned myself today, right, by having eaten all this snack today is I feel I learned something new about my childhood also, which is all this taste is actually very very sad and boring, right? It's just sugar.
I like it, but it's like
a realization dawned on me lah. But then again, it also makes me appreciate what all these things are about, right? It doesn't necessarily is about the object itself. I mean, what is a painting but just a bunch of paint or ink on paper, right? But the story and the meaning behind it and the experiences and the memories that you have is what makes it valuable. And I would say a chocky chocky is valuable to me back then as it is valuable to me now, right? It's just that maybe I realize that I'm more aware of the ingredients and I'm more critical about it. But then I try not to think about it so hard. And this is also the way I treat my... this is also the way I think when I go to restaurants and eat food, right? I'm not a picky guy. Like, I don't go around town and say, this char kway teow is the best char kway teow from that char kway teow, and it's a top 10 because of this and that, this and that. Like, for me, everything exists for a reason, and if the char kway teow brings me joy, then it brings me joy. It's good enough, yeah. And all these high-end restaurants, I go in with the same mentality as well. I mean, some chef don't cook to please you. Some chef cook... As a work of art, so he thinks of his cooking as a body of work, as a statement, as a critique towards Malaysian culinary or whatever. I just enjoy it based on what the narrative is.
And what if they serve you a mummy monster?
Yeah, if a chef serves me a mummy monster and justifies it, go ahead. Oh. I mean, there are artists who put their panties with period blood on the museum gallery. And it's worth about, I think when last I checked, it was probably about 40 or 50 million, right? But if you have the narrative, if you have the reason, and there is a philosophy behind it, sure, 50 million it is.
Okay, right? Okay. Very big takeaway there.
Yeah.
Rini, any takeaways from the session today?
Based on your question on whether I would use any of these ingredients, I think it's not out of the question. For example, taking this and crunching it up and braiding chicken with it, is actually a very genius move. You can actually achieve a layer of texture that otherwise you might not achieve from just normal breadcrumb. So I wouldn't say no, but of course, with good intention, with good context of what you're trying to do, it's definitely deliverable. I think one of our good friends at Down to Bones, they have a ribs.
That's super ring.
Yeah, ribs. That's dusted with like super ring. Mm. And I'm sure that the flavor of that cheese, whether real or fake, right? Because here it says cheese with natural color, not natural flavor, yeah? So whatever that flavor is, if it tastes nice and if you only have it once in a while, what's so wrong with that, right? Mm. So I wouldn't beat it too much in terms of saying, hey, yeah, your childhood food is that, or your childhood snack is that. I'm not gonna berate anyone. But obviously, if we taste it on individually, we can have a negative response as a personal preference, right? I have every right to say this doesn't taste good, right? But it doesn't mean that your childhood sucks because you had it. So I want to know if you guys have a child, and in reference to Hong's example of how his dad wanted to sneak him that plum, right? What is the one thing from here, or even if it's not from here, a snack of that reminds you of childhood that you would want to introduce to your child because that's a part of who you are, just for legacy's sake?
Oh man, dude.
I think Mummy Monster. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, Mummy Monster is going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think there's one here which, oh man, where is it? Where is that?
Oh, we didn't get to taste this.
Yeah, you guys didn't get to taste it. So this is a cookie. And this is one of those early memories of me and my mom, right? I think she got this as a gift for Teacher's Day. So she was a teacher. She took it home and she gave it to me. And my first bite into it, right, because the filling is peanut and it's just a simple cookie. But then this striped texture, right, it just blew my mind. Because it's like it's wrapped in a way that it's like layers.
All right, let's open it. Let's open it.
Okay, fine.
I don't know if they can stand anymore. This, yeah. But it's very simple. But then it's like the whole idea of it.
Mm. Okay. While we eat this.
Oh, it's individually packed. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really soft.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. While we eat this, I think my takeaway for today. It's like, in general, when I eat anything new, although I might have like, you know, initial reactions to it that may be like, oh, this is so weird. This is like, oh, I don't like this. At the end of the day, I really appreciate like just trying and discovering new flavors or even old flavors that I haven't tasted in a long time. It makes me want to make like weird things. Like, I have this idea in my head now that's planted by another friend that suggested it. A super ring cheesecake. What do you think?
super ring cheesecake. Sure, man. Why not?
You think it could work?
Didn't Minghan Dior have a super ring cheesecake before?
Or super ring? You guys had super ring cheesecake.
They tried different cakes. Yeah. Someone baked a cake, and then I remember
someone baked a super ring cheesecake.
It was full of candy. Yeah, that's what I remember. One of the episodes.
Oh, maybe it was. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go check.
It's typical, lah, bro. Like Oreo donut, Oreo cake, Oreo. I don't know, lah. Oreo drink, chocolate milkshake. What? When's Oreo burger? I don't know.
My it's logo looks like Oreo. It's not bad. It's not bad.
The very interesting texture. Very interesting.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
I also don't
know. Dahua chang. Dahua cake.
Oh, it's danhua.
Yeah.
Su.
It's like egg flour.
Yeah.
Danhua cake.
But I also just realized something, right? I think if I ever have a kid, right, or the kids that I know nowadays, right, they will never ever understand what this is all about. Because when I was young, right, I don't know whether it's because it's a generation thing. We were so, I don't know whether to say, is it a rude word to say poor, right? I will share this with one of my brother, two of us, plus three of my cousins. So one of these will be shared
by five person.
And my cousin, right, who is a bit older, she will cut this and weigh it. Because my uncle was a grocer, so he had a scale. Like the, you know, the Chinese scale, right? The thing with the stick and like a daching, right?
Mm.
Yeah, she f***ing scaling, weigh it and share it. So it was, how do you share this? Like this as an object, I buy it in bulk and I, even if I give it to all these kids, they wouldn't understand. How do they understand? And these things also, like this one, right? When it first came out, right? The whole idea was, it was a white chocolate and a brown chocolate, right? And they give you a spoon and that spoon, like it's like when we discover Excalibur, right? My cousin pulled it out from his pocket. Excalibur chocolate, they give you a spoon, right? And then you mix it, then you lick it, right? And five of us, one of these. Yeah, it's not like two girls. Yeah. So how do you explain this to the kids?
I think nowadays the kids' snacks nowadays will be very, very different from what we had. Or what even our parents had.
Yeah.
Right? And it's going to be like a generational thing. It's going to keep changing over time. Yeah. But I think it's just to wrap things up, I think it's a fun trip of nostalgia today. And we rediscovered some cool flavors and discovered some things we didn't like as well. But that's it for today. And we hope you enjoyed listening to us eat and talk and just
rediscover our innocence.
Innocence. Do you feel innocent?
Sounds good.
I feel like a bad boy now. Don't know about innocent though.
Okay. Bye guys.
Bye. See ya.